Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we are sharing additional information on how to reduce your levels of cognitive decline, whether it be from concussions, CTE, PTSD, Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that. This is all based on Dr. Bredesen's book, The End of Alzheimer's. And today we're talking about hormonal balance. So reaching optimal hormone levels is one of the most effective and most critical parts of the RECODE protocol, but is also one of the most controversial and difficult to optimize for several reasons. First of all, the use of hormone replacement therapy, HRT, by postmenopausal women is still hotly debated. Some experts argue against HRT for almost all women, while others say it should only be considered in the first 5 years after menopause, and still others contend that it should be considered in women who have Alzheimer's, mild cognitive impairment, or subjective cognitive impairment, even if they are in their 70s, 80s, or 90s. Therefore, it is important to consult an expert in bioidentical hormone replacement, preferably one who has experience with cognitive decline. Now, again, the reason I emphasize bioidenticals is that these hormones have the same molecular structures as the ones made in your body, meaning they are more likely to produce the same benefits and less likely to produce unwanted side effects. Bioidentical estrogens are 17-beta estradiol, estrone, and estriol. Non-bioidentical estrogens are, for example, this is lovely, those in the urine of pregnant mares, which is the source of the drug Premarin. Lovely. So as with levels of vitamins and other compounds, as discussed earlier, in the other treatment concepts within normal limits may bear little relationship to what values are optimal. This is, of course, especially important when you are optimizing cognitive function and reversing cognitive decline. Therefore, the goal is not to get you within normal limits, but rather to get you to the optimal value for each hormone. A third issue is that measured hormone levels do not tell us how the hormone is functioning in your body, only how much there is. In order for you to benefit from any hormone, the hormone needs to reach its receptor, bind to the receptor, travel with the receptor into the nucleus, and turn on many different genes that produce proteins that will exert their coordinated effects on your metabolism. You can see how many, many steps there are between the measured hormone levels and the actual effects of each hormone. This is why it is important to book in the evaluation, that is to say, to look at the hormone levels as an upstream measure and the symptoms as a downstream measure. For example, when evaluating thyroid status, you can get a good analysis of the actual thyroid function by evaluating basal body temperature in the morning or using ThyroFlex to measure the timing of one of your reflexes. If your temperature is not at least 97.8 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 36.5 degrees Celsius, then your thyroid function is likely to be suboptimal. Moreover, if there are clear thyroid-related symptoms such as weight gain, lethargy, constipation, hair loss, thyroid function is likely suboptimal. A fourth challenge is that the function of the hormones must be considered not simply individually, but also in concert since they affect each other. So one must look not at thyroid function in isolation, but at its interactions with other hormone systems, such as the adrenal glands and the sex steroids. So everything's connected. Optimizing all of these allows the whole system to work at its best, and this includes supporting your best cognition. In order to prevent or reverse cognitive decline, it is critical to work with your physician to optimize hormone levels. So number one, the thyroid. As noted earlier, thyroid function is suboptimal in many people with cognitive decline. The major active thyroid hormone is T3, but the usual treatment is T4, which is levothyroxine or Synthroid, which may or may not be converted efficiently to T3. Therefore, it is preferable to take the combination of T3 and T4 found in thyroid extracts such as Armour Thyroid or NP Thyroid or Nature Thyroid, or similar preparations. If you prefer to use synthetics, then you may need to combine levothyroxine with liothyronine, which is Cytomel. Tracking your symptoms and labs will help to optimize the dosage. Now, in addition, since producing your own thyroid hormone requires iodine, If your thyroid levels or function are suboptimal, check your iodine level. If it's low, take iodine pills, one daily, or a source of iodine such as kelp. We really are big advocates of Lugol's iodine, which is a drop that you can do a drop or two under the tongue or in water every single day, and it is some of the best, purest iodine that you can get. We actually order ours. It's based in England, and we have to get it shipped over, but one little dropper bottle lasts you about a year. So then more hormones, estradiol and progesterone for women, estradiol and, to a lesser extent, related estrogens, estrone and estriol, and progesterone have powerful effects throughout the body, including the brain. It is for this reason that treatment with estradiol and progesterone is controversial. On the one hand, estradiol and progesterone have brain protective effects, beneficial cognitive effects, and a direct effect on the molecular balance that drives Alzheimer's disease. It was for this reason that estrogen was evaluated as a potential therapeutic for Alzheimer's disease. Not surprisingly, it was not found, not by itself found to be helpful. On the other hand, estradiol can also, especially without the balancing progesterone, increase risk for uterine cancer and breast cancer. Therefore, if your levels of those hormones are low, confer with an expert in this area who is experienced in treating cognitive decline and risk for cognitive decline. There are several key points to discuss with your expert practitioner, and here are just a few. There is increasing agreement that bioidentical hormones, ones that are identical to those made by your own body, are preferable to imitators such as Premarin. There is no consensus on how long after menopause it is appropriate to treat a woman who is experiencing cognitive decline or who is at risk for it. Different practitioners employ different target values for estrogens, and the optimal value for the reversal of cognitive decline as part of an overall program is unknown. Some argue that the goal is 80 to 200 picograms per milliliter. 80 is the threshold for preventing osteoporosis, whereas others suggest that 30 picograms per milliliter may be enough. There's also disagreement about whether to measure estradiol in saliva, in 24-hour urine samples, or through other methods. For progesterone, start with 100 milligrams or 200 milligrams of a bioidentical such as Prometrium at bedtime. The target is 1 to 20 nanograms per milliliter. But monitor your symptoms such as mood swings and lethargy, which may indicate that your progesterone levels are too high, to optimize your estradiol to progesterone ratio. Take your bioidentical estradiol or estradiol estriol combination transdermally or transvaginally, since taking it orally can lead to liver damage. And be sure to monitor your cognitive response as well as your hormone levels and any side effects. Since hormone replacement therapy has been shown to increase the risk of breast cancer, keep up with mammograms at a frequency appropriate for your age and OBGYN exams. We also encourage thermographies because they are much more sensitive and can show any abnormalities in the breast years before it would show up on a mammogram. So thermographies are the recommended, in our office, we recommend thermography. For reasons that are not yet completely clear, it is especially important for women with type 3 subjective cognitive impairment, mild cognitive impairment, or Alzheimer's disease to optimize their hormone levels. In fact, many type 3 patients trace the onset of their cognitive changes to menopause or perimenopause. Therefore, if you have characteristics of type 3 Alzheimer's, please discuss bioidentical hormone replacement therapy with your physician. Now, testosterone. This is another critical player in the synaptic minuet, and optimal levels support synaptic maintenance. If you have cognitive decline or are at high risk for it, it's a good idea to consult your physician about optimizing testosterone levels. Now, for men, this is especially so if your total testosterone level is below 300 nanograms per deciliter, or your free testosterone level is below 6 picograms per milliliter. For men, for women, the target levels are much lower, of course, and women should have total testosterone levels in the 30 to 70 range. Like other hormones, this is a powerful molecule with effects in the brain and throughout the body. Therefore, number one, Work with your physician to keep your levels optimal, taking testosterone gel or cream if they are too low, or one of the testosterone increasing supplements readily available. Number two, monitor for side effects, such as following your PSA, prostate-specific antigen for prostate cancer, and your calcium score or treadmill for cardiovascular disease. Number three, monitor your cognitive response and use the minimum effective dose. Number four, do not go off testosterone cold turkey. If you want to discontinue, wean yourself off supplements slowly over a few months, since the sudden mismatch between levels of the hormone and numbers of testosterone receptors is damaging, causing synaptic loss and associated cognitive decline. Women, too, can benefit from optimizing testosterone with the lower-level targets, as noted above. Adrenal function, cortisol, pregnenolone, and DHEA. Now, when you're stressed, your adrenals kick into gear, producing something of a double-edged sword. On the positive side, the stress response is protective against pathogens and other threats. On the negative, high cortisol levels damage hippocampal neurons. You want the Goldilocks solution, levels of adrenal hormones that are not too high, not too low, but just right. Since pregnenolone is the master steroid from which estrogens, testosterone, and cortisol, among others, are derived, if you are under stress, you may steal the pregnenolone to generate cortisol, reducing your ability to produce estradiol or testosterone. This pregnenolone steal is fairly common. It can be addressed through over-the-counter pregnenolone supplements, starting at 10 milligrams daily and then moving up to 25 milligrams or whatever boosts you to a pregnenolone level of 50 to 100 nanograms per deciliter. If your morning cortisol is low, less than 8 micrograms per deciliter, you should undergo further evaluation, since this may be a sign that you respond poorly to stress. Similarly, if your morning cortisol is high, over 18 micrograms per deciliter, you should undergo further evaluation to determine whether there are important unrecognized stressors such as ongoing infection. Now, for 2 years, here's a case study. For 2 years, Lana, 52, had complained of difficulty with memory and word finding. She accidentally left the stove on, causing a fire. She had a strong family history of Alzheimer's disease. Neuropsychological assessment suggested a diagnosis of amnestic MCI, and her MOCA score was 25 over 30, also compatible with moderate cognitive impairment. She had multiple suboptimal hormone levels. Her physician sent her to an endocrinologist who unfortunately dropped the ball. He did not check her basal body temperature or even ask about it, nor did he use Thyroflex, so he had no idea about her actual thyroid function. Her free T3 was very low at 1.8, but her free T4 was fine at 1.3. Her thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH, was very high at 5. This combination means she was not converting T4, which is the precursor of T3, to T3 effectively, which is a common problem, and the increased thyroid stimulating hormone showed that her body was recognizing a low thyroid state. The endocrinologist simply increased her T4 and added no T3, which shows he did not understand her problem, since she was not converting T4 to T3, and T3 is required as the active thyroid hormone. Simply increasing T4 is not the solution. Her pregnenolone was very low, but he said that this is just a pro-hormone and therefore unimportant to address. In fact, pregnenolone has important effects on brain function. And he did not optimize her estradiol or progesterone, indicating that he did not understand the absolute critical effects of estradiol and progesterone on cognition. So that is a very brief synopsis of hormones and how important they are for cognitive function. We are still accepting registrants for the Brain Builders Masterclass September 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can register in the description of the show, or you can also go to bit.ly/brainbuilders with an S. In this first beta group, all attendees get access for free. You also get a free cognitive assessment from the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute, and we're going to have some celebrity guests as well that help to explain all the different psychological aspects of this, what you're feeling, if you're a caregiver, if you're the actual person that's suffering with the cognitive decline. So it's going to be very, very important, very exciting. It's a 6-week program starting on the 7th. It will be every Friday,
6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope to see you there and have a phenomenal night.